Well, we have one attendee, two attendees.
Yeah, Jeff Kuhn would be.
Yeah, the rep.
So are we ready to go then?
We are ready.
Yep. Okay, get my gavel out, make it official. Almost didn't get this through the airport yesterday. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is May 12th, 2022 at 9 a.m. We have one item on the agenda today. This is number 2102736, a request for approval of a conditional use permit to allow an existing detached structure to be converted into an accessory dwelling unit or ADU on a 3.33 acre property at 3605 Salmonberry Drive Southeast. My name is Ada Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center. The county has selected to hold certain land use application hearings like this one. And today it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal complies with the county's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific criteria for approval of a conditional use permit under the municipal code, as well as the specific requirements for an accessory dwelling unit under section 17410060B3 of the municipal code. To that end, I received 21 exhibits in advance of the hearing, I believe is the number that I had an opportunity to review. These include a staff report prepared by county staff, the application materials themselves, information on the review that occurred under our state's Environmental Policy Act, or SEPA, including the determination of non-significance, or DNS, that was issued for the proposal, various comments from reviewing departments and agencies related to this, information on the notice that went out in relation to the application, as well as today's hearing, and additional site information. So I'll go ahead and admit those 21 exhibits into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they'd like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional testimony or exhibits at that time. Speaking of testimony, all testimony will be under oath or affirmation. That's because where my decision to be appealed under our state's Land Use Petition Act, or LUPA, the recording of today's hearing, as well as the admitted exhibits, would serve as the foundation for any such appeal. The order that we typically follow, and I believe we're going to follow today, is first we'll hear from county staff, who will give a brief overview of the proposal, and I believe has a PowerPoint presentation that will be shared as well. Following discussion with county staff, we'll move to our applicant representative, who I believe has joined us in the attendees list. And then we'll see if there are members of the public interested in testifying. I don't believe we have any members of the public that have commented on this particular matter or joined us today. So could be unlikely, but when we get to that point in the hearing, we will check back and see if anyone has joined us. And if so, they'll have an opportunity to provide testimony. Then, if appropriate, at the end, we'll turn back to the applicant representative and county staff to respond to any such testimony. So with that, I think we're ready to get started, and I'll get Colin Poff on behalf of the county sworn in. So, Mr. Poff, thank you for being here. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes.
Okay, and could you just state and then spell your name for the record and explain your role here at the county?
Yeah, my name is Colin Poff. That's C-O-L-I-N-P-O-F-F. And I am a planner with the Department of Community Development.
Great, thank you. And did the information I conveyed at the outset track with what you had and what you were hoping I would review in advance of the hearing?
Yep, I covered it.
Okay, well then go right ahead, sir.
Okay. And like you said, I just have a short presentation. Let's see here. Okay, great. Okay, so this is permit number 21-02736. It's the Lay Mance accessory dwelling unit. And today I'm just going to give a very brief presentation on this accessory dwelling unit as it relates to the requirements in our code, the zoning requirements for the rural protection zoning, the requirements in Title 17 for ADUs, and then, of course, the conditional use permit criteria for approval of an ADU. So again, my name is Colin Poff, and I'm a planner with the Kitsap County Department of Community Development. And I was the lead reviewer on this, as it's a land use permit. This is a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. So the proposal here is to allow the conversion of an existing structure to a 558 square foot detached ADU. This ADU would be located on a 3.33 acre lot. And this lot is already developed with an existing single family home. So that's a 1,152 square foot manufactured home and developed with this garage structure that will be converted. And then if there's any associated site development or building permits, those would follow this CUP. The property is at 3605 Salmonberry Drive, Southeast Port Orchard. It is located in a rural area. So therefore we require a type 3 review, which has a staff review, but then approval by a hearing examiner. So on the next slide, that's just to get started. It's just a picture of the structure in question here. You can see that's an existing structure with a carport parking in front. So that's adjacent to the existing single family home. The next slide shows that the applicant here is Marjorie Lamance. We've been conversing with the agent as well as Jeff Poom, who's here, JCM Property Management LLC. We deemed this application complete in December 2021 and issued per our procedures a notice of application in January 2022. We also, as we do with rural ADUs, issued a SEPA determination of non-significance in February. And so through all that noticing, we did receive three general comments, which are included as exhibits. Just to summarize, those comments are generally from adjacent property owners and generally in favor of or expressing that, you know, no opposition to this ADU proposal. So just to show you where this is on the next slide, here's a big map of Kitsap County. And there it is, really close to Port Orchard, southeast of Port Orchard in the South Kitsap Commissioner District Number 2. It is in a rural area, but it's not far outside of the Port Orchard urban growth area. The next is a zoning. So this is a rural protection. And as you can see, it's that is the zoning for all of this around here. So it's all residential and all rural protection residential. Again, kind of to the west or to the left of this picture, if you go a little bit over, you would run into urban low, more dense kind of housing zoning. So the next slide is just an aerial to get a feel for this area. As you can see, it's more developed there to the west, and this is more in a wooded, less developed area with critical areas around. So the next slide is a more zoomed in image here. The surrounding properties are also residential, but they vary in size with larger rural lots, smaller non-conforming rural lots. Lots in this area have regular and irregular shape and size. So this lot, for example, has somewhat of an irregular shape and is about 3.3 acres, and so it does not conform with the minimum 5-acre lot size, nor do many of the lots here in the direct vicinity. And like I said, there's no other adjacent land uses other than single-family residences, and not a lot of vacant lots either. It's just mainly developed single-family rural residences in the area. The next slide shows our critical area map. So this is what I was referring to here. There are critical areas on the site, particularly in the rear of the site, with that type F stream and associated wetland. It goes on multiple properties, and that's shown on their site plan. The green color just kind of corresponds with that because that indicates hydric soils, which indicates the presence of wetlands in the area. Doesn't necessarily mean there are wetlands right there within the green area, but does comport with the other the other wetlands that are mapped. But we did not require any special environmental assessments or reports because for this proposal, there is no additional development or ground disturbing activity proposed, only interior conversion. Next slide. This is a site plan. I'm going to show another zoomed in version here soon, but this is a site plan that they submitted. This is Exhibit 3. It shows the proposed structure where I have an arrow there, or the existing structure proposed to be converted, I should say. But the other site feature is an existing development. So this proposal, or this ADU, would meet the setbacks and dimensional requirements of the RP zone. And three parking spaces are required in this zone, which are provided for the SFR. And then there's an additional parking space available for the ADU underneath that carport. The ADU would tie into the existing water line and use existing drain field and on-site well. And there are no other ADUs on the site, no mobile homes, RVs, accessory living quarters, or guest houses present or proposed. The owner would reside in the primary residence, which is about 40 feet away from the ADU, meeting the requirement that it must be within 150 feet. So just a quick review of the site plan shows that the ADU meets the standard ADU criteria, which is in Kitsap County Code 17.410.060.B3. Next slide is the same image, but you can see here where that structure is. It has an existing driveway access, and they park right in front of that structure. You can see it's 40 feet from the main house to the north. You can see a existing well there to the southeast. You see that they've shown setbacks that conform to the minimum 50-foot front setback, the 10-foot side setback, et cetera. So again, this shows what we're looking at here, how it's serviced by their on-site sewer and well, and where this proposal is. Next slide is just we're going to look to compare elevations to meet kind of the aesthetic requirements of an ADU. Again, these are existing structures, so that's important to keep in mind, but here's the SFR from many angles. And then on the next slide would be pictures of the existing, what has been historically, I believe, a garage, which would have the interior conversion. The ADU, yeah, again, it's within the building, so there's no exterior changes that are proposed. The interior of the structure, so it would not change exterior look, so it would keep the existing look of this as an accessory structure to the primary, and not look like it's another use or something like that. The photos of the single family residence were compared with the proposed ADU, and they both have they're both one-story structures with pitched roofs, horizontal siding, slider windows, et cetera. And so it does seem to meet those criteria, and we have a condition of approval during a building permit review that materials and colors and things like that would be reviewed again. But this meets our ADU criteria in terms of getting through the CUP process. Getting towards the end here, just show the floor plans on the next slide. This one looks like this is the ADU floor plan. I didn't include the SFR floor plan, but we did review it. It doesn't have any existing accessory living quarters on site. The ADU floor plan is Exhibit 16. And so the existing single family residence is over 1,000 square feet. I don't actually have the exact number in front of me, it looks like. But basically, ADUs are limited to a maximum of 900 square feet or 50% of the primary SFR on site. And so if we look at the exterior dimensions of the ADU, not including the carport, it'll be 558 square feet. So in either sense, it meets that requirement for size. So lastly, on the, this is the SFR. So again, no ALQ. So lastly, on the last slide, just in conclusion, we did review this again, according to our zoning code, the rural protection zoning. We compared against the Title 17 requirements for an ADU, and we compared against the four criteria for CUP approval, and all that analysis is in the staff report, so we just provided a summary of it here. But in that, we found it to be consistent with the comprehensive plan, compliant with applicable codes and regulations. We found it to be compatible with the surrounding area with no detrimental characteristics. So with that, we would approve the conditional use permit, we would recommend approval of this conditional use permit with the conditions attached to the staff report. And that concludes the brief presentation. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Poff. So first off, you did answer several questions, but one that came up in my mind, I did not, at least I'm unaware of three public comments being in the record. Could you tell me what exhibit that is? Your staff report references them, but then I don't believe I had them. I don't recall reviewing them. So maybe I misspoke at the outset. And if so, I apologize.
It's possibly right. Let me look at the staff report. Amanda, do you happen to know if we were able to include those in the list of exhibits?
I did not see those in the index list, but we can always add them in.
Okay. I am confident that you were honest in your testimony, Mr. Poff, that they were supportive and not opposed to the project, but just for purposes of our complete record, why don't we make Exhibit 22 those public comments that were received on this proposal so that I can give them a look and we can ensure that, you know, no issues there. So that was thing one. And like you said, to the best of your knowledge, that it was just the three public comments from nearby property owners and nobody was, no major concerns were expressed, correct?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear there's no major concerns, and all three of these comments are pretty brief. It'll be easy to review. I'll have Amanda combine them and add them. But yeah, I would definitely say they're just generally showing support.
Excellent. And then you had referenced the fact that there's no additional site work or grading or anything to that effect being done because it's a conversion of an existing structure. Out of curiosity, there was a SEPA review that occurred, but was that the applicant decided to undergo SEPA or the county required it? It seems like this would be exempt under the SEPA exemptions, but I was just curious. More environmental review is never a bad thing, but I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Perhaps SEPA doesn't directly talk about ADUs. Like, we don't require SEPA for ADUs in urban areas, for example. But it's just been kind of longstanding policy for various reasons that we do SEPA for rural area ADUs kind of regardless of additional development or not, just simply because it's kind of additional dwelling or within a rural area, kind of outside of the baseline density. So,
got it. Okay. And just to clarify, there wasn't anything that I was concerned with that I saw. I just thought I'd ask if you had referenced the fact that there were no, sort of significant site work that would be required to convert the existing garage into an accessory dwelling unit. You clarified this is not an AQL, it's an ADU. I think that was clear, but we talked about that. And then in terms of site characteristics, it looks that the site is adequately served with infrastructure to provide an appropriate septic system and potable water, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. The question about the comments and SEPA, I didn't have any other specific questions for you. So thank you, Mr. Poff. If you don't have anything further, why don't we go to our applicant representative, Jeff Coombe, at this point? And you might need to unmute yourself, Mr. Coombe, but you are permitted to talk once you're able to do that.
Here we are.
Hi. Okay. Thank you for being here.
All right. My name is Jeff Coombe, JeffCoombe.
And I'm going to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much for being here. Go right ahead, sir.
We've reviewed the conditions of approval and we've accepted them, and we accept the approval with all its conditions, and we'd like to move forward. But I'd like to make sure I get the three comments. I'd like to take a look at those and keep them for my record. But we accept everything as proposed by Kitsap County.
Okay. And so you maybe had not seen those comments either. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
Okay, again, Mr. Poff testified that they didn't seem to have any issues, related with the proposal, but the record, as a matter of course, is left open in Kitsap County when we use remote meeting technology for an additional week. So what I would suggest is if for whatever reason you feel like you, as the applicant representative, would like to provide, you know, a response to those comments as part of the record, I have no issue with that. You would have until next Thursday to accomplish that if that's something you're interested in. Again, having not actually seen the comments, I you know, hard to say, but it sounds like nobody had concerns. But I just wanted to let you know if that's something you might be interested in, that is possible.
You bet. Thank you.
Anything further that you wanted to add? You did provide what I have as Exhibit 16, which includes a project narrative where it clearly addresses the criteria of an ADU as a conditional use permit. And so that makes my job a lot easier. I appreciate that. Thank you. And you've mentioned the fact that you and the applicant have reviewed the staff report and have no issues with the recommended conditions of approval. So I don't have any specific questions for you. This was just an opportunity if you had any additional information you wanted to share.
You bet. No, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Well, looking at our list, the only other attendee is a member of county staff, I believe. So I don't believe we have any members of the public that have joined us. Does that sound right, Amanda? Yep. Okay. I'm getting the nod from the boss. So back to Mr. Poff. Mr. Poff, anything final on behalf of the county before we conclude our hearing on this particular matter?
No, nothing else to discuss. I think Amanda's working on actually getting those comments to you now. And I want to say also for Jeff that I sent it directly to him to review. So
yeah, I just received him. Thanks.
Yep.
Okay. Well, based on what I've heard here today, obviously I'll look at those comments when I get them, and absent something totally out of left field that none of us have thought about, I don't see any issue with approving the proposal with the recommended conditions that have been recommended by staff. To clarify, though, the record will remain open for 1 week from today. That's as a sort of policy matter here in Kitsap County. And if there are any members of the public that were unable to participate in today's hearing because of tech problems or whatnot, they would be able to submit written testimony in lieu of public testimony before me. And that would be provided to the applicant. And as I noted, Mr. Coombe, if you had any interest in providing any kind of brief response, you would have until a week from today, the 19th, if you so desire, and that would then be included in the record. But we will make those three public comments Exhibit 22. Anything else that came in, we would add as appropriate. But again, my intent is after the record closes on May 19th, within 10 business days, my intent is to issue a decision approving the proposal with the recommended conditions. So I think with that, we can end today's hearing. I thank everyone for being here and taking the time to participate, and wish everyone safety and good health. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.